This is John Batchelor, continuing conversation with Professor Peter Frankopan, The Earth Transformed. We come to the example of what happens if you move a native plant far away to a place where it didn't come naturally in order to monetize. This is about rubber, going from one continent to Malay, and what happens afterwards. The Earth Transformed. Peter Frankopan explaining, and the transformation continues till right now.
That's a lovely question. John, you know, I'm enjoying myself so much. I can feel, as we're heading towards the late 19th century, the tristesse of a conversation sort of coming towards the twilight. So I'd love to drag this out for hours. But I suspect your listeners probably have other things they want to be doing. I think that all empires, as I said, are all extractive, trying to get their hands on resources. And one could make the case that in today's world, where empires in all but name, big corporations, the United States, China, and so on, the need to protect national security, to have resource resilience, drives all sorts of decisions that lead to degradation of landscapes, and of course to human experiences too, because the prioritization of any empire is that your people have to come first. So I think that in the 19th century, the thing that changes so dramatically are the sudden arrivals of new technologies, things like the telegraph that goes from covering a few thousand miles in North America in the early 1800s to covering millions of miles by the end of the 19th century. And the ability to move goods cheaper, quicker than ever before, the location of coal fields in the Midwest of the US, the opening up of California, partly to do with the gold rush of 1849, mirrors what you see going on in other parts of the world where administrators and business entrepreneurs, as they're called today, but capitalists or whatever you want to call them, are all looking for things that can be monetized and have value. And the value that they have is never local. It's the value back at home. And if you can't find things where you're looking, you transplant and you bring new things. So rubber, for example, native to the Amazon and to South America, is transplanted into what's now Malaysia, or the Malay Peninsula, as it was. So around about the end of the 1900s, there's about 145 acres of land growing rubber in the Malay Peninsula. 50 years later, there are 500,000 acres. And to create space for those new landscapes, that means chopping down what's already there. And chopping down what's already there changes ecosystems. It changes ecosystems for animal life, for insects, for plants. And it produces long-term change that cascades, because you don't just change that area. All the areas that were connected to on either side start to shift too. And the globalizing technologies of shipping, of being able to put things in tin cans, to be able to refrigerate and move goods and move meat from one side of the world to the other, so it's still edible, is so profound that it's cheaper to ship from grain from the United States to London than it is to ship grain from Ireland to London, from Dublin to London, which is a fraction of the distance. So these new technologies are driving, bringing all those parts of the world together. So the novelists you mentioned, whether it's Melville or Joseph Conrad, are picking up on the fact that there are fortunes to be made, that there is a race against nature, that you can defeat these great giant animals, or you can take advantage of nitrates to make yourself obscenely rich. And it's to do with who can get their hands on things that are valuable fastest.
More of this later. Thank you.